if you are doing anything to your boat, the best advice is not to ask for advice. That really is a PBO tip-top, top tip. But like most boat owners, I just can't help myself. I assume everybody knows more about everything than I do. And time again, I've been proved right. For example, I now know more than anybody on earth about rebuilding winches. I found it all out on the internet, where I watched a winch expert rebuild a brand new winch that didn't need rebuilding at all in 3 minutes and 46 seconds flat. That was without losing any bits, getting his hands dirty, having to answer the door with gobs of grease on his hands to a Jehovah's Witness, or having Bart jump on the dining room table, put all 4 paws in a tub of grease, and then make off with vital, irreplaceable springs, all just because I hadn't tickled his belly any time in the last 3 minutes and 46 seconds, which, as everybody knows, is 10 seconds longer than the patient's threshold of a Jack Russell. It's just not a real-world scenario. I've also suspected, for some time, that Bart is in league with the local Chandler, because whenever he comes near my boat, it involves the destruction of a fitting made of a plastic rarer than gold, or a 2-meter rope that can only be bought in a minimum length of 500 fathoms, that's metric ones. I'm sure Bart's on commission. In the case of the winch, I first took advice from other boat owners who all offered to sell me as new replacements they'd rebuilt as spares but were far too good to fit to their own boats. I find myself touched by the camaraderie and generosity of my pontoon peers who offered classic winches of a superior kind, the type they just don't make them like that anymore, for not much more than the price of a brand new one that actually works. For a further consideration, a random multiple of the cost of the winch, I could also buy the last surviving winch handle in the world that fitted that particular winch. Now, such conversations inevitably lead you to the kindly counsel of the local shipwright, who only ever wants to save you money while also saving you from yourself, and never rubs it in more than strictly necessary. "Why spoil the ship for a ha'porth of tar?" said AD cryptically. But that just made things more confusing. In the first place, I never realised winches needed tar. Second, have you seen the price of tar these days? Nautical offshore tar costs even more. And the same applies to grease. I had a much-loved tub of classic trailer pairing grease, i.e. priced in shillings, large enough for 5 lifetimes and so long-lasting that the company went bust in early post-decimal England. They just don't make it like that anymore. And what's more, although the tin was rusty, I'm pretty sure it stated beyond doubt that it either was or wasn't water resistant. But by now, the seeds of doubt had been sown. And when I queried AD about whether water resistant actually meant waterproof, this prompted a fair amount of teeth sucking and eye rolling. Another cryptic reference to the cheapness of tar, the offer to save me from myself yet again, double raised eyebrows, and the admonition, "It's your boat, Dave." Now, whenever you get all of those at once, you know it means only one thing. You're about to make a very large deposit in the chandlery, where Bart, in his younger years, occasionally left his own small deposit. But I'm nothing if not resistant when it comes to crossing the threshold of a chandlery. First, I visited the local pound shop, where I found universal grease suitable for everything, and it was darn good value at 2 for a quid. Then, on a hunch, I passed by our local hardware shop, which sells all of life's necessities that can't be found in pound shops. Here, as backup, I bought an altogether superior British-made product that was courteously popped into a brown paper bag. That always makes me feel special. But then, at 3 a.m. in the morning, as I slept fitfully Aidy's disembodied words came back to me in a nightmare. It's your boat, Dave. Damn it. At 9:15 a.m., I crawled backwards, on all fours, into the chandlery, where they keep my wallet behind the counter, and I asked for directions to the winch grease, which I found on a rotating black velvet plinth in a locked glass cabinet next to the Swarovski deck fittings. It turns out the cheap stuff is made of rocking horse dew, while the proper stuff is distilled from dodo dew by Dior, and it has highly aphrodisiac qualities, requires a special applicator plus nozzle sold separately, and comes in a minimum handy one-shot sachet of 45 gallons. In short, I succumbed, but then you knew that already. Back home, I donned surgical scrubs, a face mask, head torch, and rubber gloves, a Halloween outfit I'd picked up from the pound shop, and I prepared to operate. When I picked up the forceps and tweezers, Bart looked worried. And as I prepared to make my first incision, in the winch, not Bart, I reread the downloaded instructions. It was then I realised that although the operation only took 3 minutes and 46 seconds in the video, in real life, it would take about 5 years, 3 minutes and 46 seconds per winch. Then I had a brainwave. I popped down the boatyard and showed Aidy my winches. Once again, he saved me from myself and said, "They look fine to me, Dave. Why didn't you show me them in the first place?" I muttered my thanks, then I went home to operate on Bart without grease.